This show is not a substitute for professional counseling, and no relationship is created between the show hosts or guests and any listener. If you feel you are in need of professional mental health and are a UA student, we encourage you to contact the UA Counseling Center at 348-3863. If you are not a UA student, please contact your respective county's crisis service hotline or their local mental health agency or insurance company. If it is an emergency situation, please call 911 or go to your nearest emergency room.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Bama Balance podcast, real stories about college students' mental health. And as we sit here, we're kind of in a little bit of reflection because this is our final episode of season two, episode 20, or yeah, season two, episode 27. And man, it's a crazy thing.
Yeah, that is crazy.
We've done a lot of them.
It's a lot. That's a lot of talking, a lot of being with each other, which I loved.
First half the year, I have no clue what we talked about.
I could not tell
honestly,
at all.
I'm even remembering when we started this, even before we started the season, we got together a couple times during the summer to just kind of put our heads together about what it was going to be, what it was going to be like. And it's always fun looking back on that because, you know, where we are now, I don't know that I would have ever imagined it. We've had some great times and some great conversations with folks.
It's been awesome. And I've loved, honestly, I feel like this year as a whole, we've taken kind of a charge on having guests on. And I think that's very important just for us to be able to hear from other people at school. And we've had some great guests that have came on and shared a little bit about themselves and some good memories for sure. Some funny conversations.
I don't think that there's ever been a time, though, when we haven't led with something sports related. And so, you know, because the fall was all football and then
all football
and then basketball transitioned to basketball. And
then the whole thing being the Masters last week or 2 weeks, episodes ago.
I know. Y'all talked about baseball some, right? With Michael?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see.
It's crazy, though. But if you think about it,
9-0. Let me recalculate this.
Yeah.
Basketball 2. Mm-hmm. Baseball 3. Softball 3.
Football 1.
Football 1.
It's nuts.
Gymnastics. Auburn hasn't beat it. Auburn did not beat me in a single big money making sport.
What a senior year stat.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome.
It is, isn't it? That really is.
Didn't get a natty, but
that's all right.
Undergrad, at least.
No, that's good. What's it feeling like? So, yeah, that's right. Brooks, this is your last time as a senior, but you'll be back in grad school.
Yeah. I'm excited for next year. I'll be back, but it is getting real right here.
Yeah.
I mean, when this releases, I'll have like 3 days till I graduate.
Uh-huh.
So
that is nuts.
Yeah, it is crazy. It's getting a little stressful. But then at the same time, like, we're all so relaxed. Like, it's funny just being around our friends. Like, we have done nothing the past 2 weeks.
As you should, though. I mean,
yeah,
it's kind of like,
I feel like you should, you know,
use the time to, it's not like you're not going to graduate. I mean,
yeah,
dead week's going to be awesome,
right?
Because I'm not
gonna you could really celebrate.
Yeah, I'm not going to do anything.
Yeah,
it'll be fun.
Gosh. Man, that'll be a fun time for you, I think. Just
I think graduation, that whole weekend will be fun. We've got a lot planned and it'll be a good time. So we got to make the most of it.
Right.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. It's going to be, it'll be memorable for sure. Memorable for sure. There's a lot of transitions to be made and a lot of memories to be had.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. I'm excited for it.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back, but this is the final episode of season two for the Bama Balance.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
This show is not a substitute for professional counseling, and no relationship is created between the show host or guests and any listener. If you feel you are in need of professional mental health and are a UA student, we encourage you to contact the UA Counseling Center at 348-3863. If you are not a UA student, please contact your respective county's crisis service hotline or their local mental health agency or insurance company. If it is an emergency situation, please call 911 or go to your nearest emergency room.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to segment one of our last episode of season two. We're just joking around. I have no clue what I'm about to say. And Edward's like, well, good thing I don't have to worry about it. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to pawn it off to you. But looking back on it, there were some great, we were pretty creative too, I feel like. You know?
Yeah.
Like you said earlier, the questions from the hat, that was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
The music one was hilarious. Gosh, yes. That was so good. We literally sat here and talked about music for an hour.
Yeah.
there have been some good memories there. And I'm going to have to tell myself, especially going into next year, that I've got to go back and listen to some of these and actually, you know, like take in what we talked about and maybe do a deeper dive on some of the topics. And we've definitely got to start figuring out something to talk about next year because we're running low over here.
So. Well, I have faith in our process. We'll always find something to talk about.
Yeah, no doubt. It's been
so good.
When we get back, we'll have football season to talk about.
That's right.
It feels like it's been a long time since we talked about football.
I know. Well, you know what? If we had one more episode, we could talk about the draft.
Oh, yeah, true. That is true.
Because right, that's coming up, in 2 weeks maybe? Is that
next
what it is?
Week,
is it next week?
Like 9 days maybe?
Wow.
I think it is next week.
Okay.
Next week.
Yeah. Gosh. I trust our process that we'll always find something
I'm not worried about
something to talk about. I'll ask you guys this. This is a question I just thought about. What has it been like, not only being co-hosts this year, but how has being a part of the podcast impacted your own mental health?
I mean, I think in the same way of we say we want to encourage people to have conversations, be open about it. I think it just gave me a way to talk about things that I might be going through, whether directly or indirectly. But this kind of approaching mental health with a very open mind and a very vulnerable spot,
right?
And understanding that, I think that helped me, like speaking on my experiences and trying to help others in a lot of ways helped me. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how I viewed it. I feel more comfortable talking about it and realize a lot of things that I maybe didn't before.
Sure,
I agree. First off, it was an honor to be a member or a co-host this year. I mean, every Thursday. What day did we
Monday
film on?
Last,
Monday?
Last semester.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
Because it was a great start to the week. But seriously, this is something I look forward to every week. As far as my mental health goes, I think it made me more aware almost. Kind of like gave me awareness of my surroundings, not necessarily with me, but more other people and looking out for other people in that type of way. I can also say, though, that like you said, talking about stuff, indirectly or directly, a lot of the times when we came on here and talked about stuff, I mean, it's real stuff that we're struggling with, too.
Right.
So I felt like it was great to be able to hear other people's opinions on some certain topics that may have been affecting us. But no, I mean, it's definitely stuff that I'm going to keep with me for a long time. So. Yeah.
No, that's good to hear. I know that, there've been so many times when, we've all been able to relate or share with each other or some of the guests that we've had on our podcast about, experiences or, knowledge that they're wanting to bring to us, bring to the table. As we were talking earlier, it would be, I would feel remiss if I also didn't sort of share kind of what's currently going on for me. And And many of you may not know this, but I lost my brother a couple weeks ago, the Friday before Easter. He passed away. And so it's been a challenge just trying to manage all that, sort of dealing with the grief and the sadness around his death. Reuben's death is his name. And in thinking about that, you know, what I was brought back to was a sense of how much I appreciated this time with the two of you, and that sense of belonging that that I have with the two of you on this podcast. And again, that the importance to have a sense of belonging and finding a community and finding a group of friends and to help sort of cope with issues of mental health. And it's been a real pleasure and an honor for me to be able to sit here with the two of you and share that that experience. And and I appreciate you, the both of you, a ton. Thank you very much.
Well, we definitely appreciate you. We appreciate you and everything you've allowed us to do through this, you know, bringing us on. And obviously our hearts go out to you and your family for everything that's happened. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just feels like better. Yeah, I didn't want to not necessarily be non-transparent. I wanted to be truthful.
Right.
Consistent, yeah. Honest, and that kind of thing. So I appreciate it. I think I've really valued, you know, this podcast is something that I've grown to value over you know, over the time that it began, and certainly this year. And I don't know that I could have imagined how it was going to be this year, but I think trusting our process has been the most important thing.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And the funny thing is, our process is like kind of always like just like whatever. You know? I mean, we do have a process. Yes. And when we come in here, we have mm-hmm. one goal in mind.
Yeah.
And by the end, we get it done.
Yeah.
But there's a point, it seems like, every now and then that we get, and we're just like, we have no clue what we're
doing. There's always, you know, point A and point B never change. The road changes every time.
Right. Oh, that's yeah. such a
it's
good.
It's a different road.
We're taking
time.
A different route.
Yeah,
that's such a good.
Sometimes taking a different car. You know, yeah. Like it's never the same. Yeah. At least never the same in terms of like the journey. But yeah. We'll get where we're going.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I think it's so good. I think sometimes, you know, the some of the episodes that I really enjoyed. Have been, you know, ones where we have gone off the rails a bit. It's just allowed us to not necessarily be constrained with a topic, but just sort of find ourselves in the topic. I love that.
I feel like there's always good conversation out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like you've said it at some point, Dr. Perez, but it's very important that we come on here and talk about certain things that we may want to discuss. But yeah. Then again, some of our best conversation is one when we're off the microphones. And we keep going about a certain topic, yeah. Or two, when we just kind of let it ride and see where it takes us. And it feels like we always, in those episodes, it feels like we get most into what we're talking about,
I think so.
So it's very interesting how that works.
Wouldn't it be sort of a neat thing, I'm thinking for next season, a neat thing, we were talking about this earlier, but maybe a neat twist if we, where we didn't take a break, we just continued recording even through our breaks.
I mean, I think
crazy.
That's how most
yeah.
podcasts are. Yeah. I mean, you know, they kind of go. So there are some that will still have an intro and right. then like a cold open, but just like a brief intro, and then the right. rest of it's one thing.
You just go.
Which I think that's another good way to do it too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think having the unbroken chain of conversation is always you know, because I feel like so oftentimes we reference things we're talking about in the breaks, and while
right,
you know, 99% of the time it's stuff that we could still talk about.
Yeah.
on the thing, you know, it's you just kind of lose a lot of that. Yeah. But yeah, I think
be good to try.
I think it'd definitely be awesome.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of fun stuff that we could do to sort of mix stuff up. That'll be exciting. Looking forward to next year.
Yeah. Maybe y'all can let us know on the Instagram.
Yeah, any ideas?
Oh, please, yeah. Yeah, we need, we'd love to have more interaction, more folks chat with us or DM us and So feel free to do that.
And we will be having next year, we will be having a chicken finger guessing reviewing competition.
Guessing.
Yes. We sort of sketched that out, didn't we?
Yeah. We also flirted with the idea of like the outside.
That would be good.
Yeah. We got to do that.
I agree. Maybe our first episode next season.
In front of the stadium.
Ooh. That'd be cool. At Ramajamas.
Ooh. Now we're talking. We got to have food.
That's a good spot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree.
I think we might be able to arrange that. Let me work on that.
It wouldn't be hard at all.
I'm sure we could.
We got some time.
Well, guys, this has been a great segment one, and we'll be back here with segment two in a minute. This is the Bama Balance.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
This show is not a substitute for professional counseling, and no relationship is created between the show hosts or guests and any listener. If you feel you are in need of professional mental health and are a UA student, we encourage you to contact the UA Counseling Center at 348-3863. If you are not a UA student, please contact your respective county's crisis service hotline or their local mental health agency or insurance company. If it is an emergency situation, please call 911 or go to your nearest emergency room.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Bama Balance. It's been a tremendous year and an amazing season with you guys. Was there any one episode or any couple episodes that sort of struck you as your favorite or sort of has stuck with you? You know, I think the longing one for me was one that I liked.
Yeah, that was a really good one. Yeah, I enjoyed that one. Faith and spirituality was great.
Really, that's good.
That's a good one.
We definitely need to
revisit
that next semester.
Yes. Yeah.
I liked questions from the hat.
Yeah.
And I really liked all of our guest episodes.
We had a lot of good guests. And I was about to say, earlier, you know, I feel like a testament to UA community, like in moments when some of us couldn't be here, we were able to have a lot of, you know, in the 11th hour, some guest hosts come on. And,
that's right.
And, you know, mainly, I guess, Henry Glover and Michael Dobbs. But that episode of Michael, though, you and I did.
Dude, that was so funny.
I think
when we told him no
outro, we forgot
he had no clue what to do.
We were just staring at him.
That was hilarious.
I listened to that the other week and I was just laughing out loud because I enjoyed it.
There were several times that we almost like had to just totally cut.
One time we did have to go back.
I
mean, like we he said something. I can't remember what. Probably for the best at the very beginning. And like I just started laughing. Brooke started, and he's like, "All right, we got to cut it." There are multiple times where we had to refilm the whole thing. It's probably good that this is not videoed because I'd look over and Brooks would be hunched over trying to avoid the mic, and I'd be doing the same thing 10 seconds later. And
yeah, dude, and I couldn't look at y'all because when I looked at y'all, y'all made me. I was like, golly, dude, I was about to start crying laughing.
That was a fun experience.
I love that episode.
That was awesome. So good. Henry was really good when we had Hannah on.
Yes.
And he just was real spot on with some of those questions. And, you know, so thank you to Henry and Michael for stepping in there. I wonder, you know, that might be, so I was thinking for next year, kind of a fun thing to do, sort of drag in a student co-host.
Yeah.
And that would be kind of do it that way. That'd be great. I love that kind of stuff.
That would be fun. Yeah. I think also we should do like a shout out Bennett Katz, but
yes,
we need to do a Nick Saban episode. Mm.
Just talk
like
about
everybody brings your favorite mm-hmm. Nick Saban speech
mm-hmm.
and we play it
mm-hmm.
and then we talk about it.
Roll Tide, baby. Here we go.
I think that's a great idea.
I think that'd be a lot of fun. Because he does have some great speeches.
Where's Bennett going? Is he law school? He was law school?
He was in between, I think, but he did take the LSAT.
So he's taking it.
I think he's still deciding on what exactly he wants to do.
You know who else I was thinking might be a lot of fun, or would be a lot of fun, I know it would be a lot of fun, be Calvin.
He'll be here next year.
Really? I was wondering about that.
He'll be with us.
So. Do you know Calvin?
Calvin Hughes?
Yeah.
I met him years ago, and I was in high school.
No kidding.
At ATO.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Wait, Calvin's from where? Is he from Fairhope?
Fairhope.
Yeah, okay.
He was way more involved than I was, Rush was, that year.
And part of that was my sister was up here at the time, and I was going to visit her, and she was like, go to this, it'll be fun. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
It was not really knowing what to expect, and then she said, text this dude, and that dude was Calvin Hughes.
So. No kidding.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. That's kind of cool.
He's a good dude.
Crazily enough.
He went turkey hunting this morning, and he had an early night last night, so he wasn't like any of us, but he said he got out there. Like 6:30, he heard a turkey gobble, and then he said it just didn't go his way. Every time he'd take his mask off, mosquitoes were tearing him up. Dude, he came back, and he was like, I'm never doing that again. It was hilarious. I got a good laugh out of that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, he spent, was it a summer?
Jackson Hole. Last summer.
Do some wrangling or something like that.
Yeah, he's riding horses every day.
Riding horses.
That's so cool.
Isn't it
cool?
He's giving like guided tours. He has some funny stories.
I
want to
hear how that. I'd love to hear some of those stories. You know, John Richardson's out there. It was in Colorado. Is that where John is?
He was out in Colorado, or he's still there
Still there doing that.
Doing ranching.
Where at? Do you know?
I've been told. I cannot remember.
Somewhere out there.
Can't remember it.
Somewhere that has no Wi-Fi.
It's probably a hole in the wall.
Yeah.
Probably.
Be great to get both of them and kind of talk about time on the horse or something.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Very dynamic group of
guys. Yeah, wouldn't it though? It'd be crazy. I'd love to. That'd be a lot of fun. That'd be a lot of fun. You know, I think too of like some of the, it'd be great to have a like freshman on here, like who are still in that first year and still experiencing it.
Or even like a sophomore.
Or sophomore. Yeah. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Maybe a sophomore. Freshman would be fun too.
Yeah.
Be tough to pick one of those out though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're still trying to figure out their way.
Like, we barely even know them. Really.
I know. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe FYC, but that's a different select group of freshmen. So, because the two of you are in your own transitions. And so, Edward, this is your last year as a junior.
My only year is junior.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're right, that's right. Sorry, but then
I hope it's senior next year.
That's right.
You can do it again.
From what I understand, you'll be wrapping up junior year.
Yes, wrapping up junior year, and then it is weird to think about because when we first talked about this, I was still a sophomore.
Yeah. It's your last sophomore year. I was just kidding.
Yeah. But we talked about that when I was still a sophomore, and it's crazy how quick time goes. Like everyone told, it's what everyone says, and you never want to believe it, but it's like, well, damn, I'm about to be a senior and this is weird. And I don't know, it's like, why? But,
you think those 3 years have been fast?
Oh man, I can't even
buckle up.
Begin to imagine how quickly this next one's about to
go. So, have I known you since a freshman?
Yeah,
you were a freshman. Yeah. Gosh, it has been. Yeah, you're right, man. And junior year for you.
Junior year for me.
Gosh, nuts.
How did we even meet the first time? Oh, y'all sent us an email.
Yeah, we met
somebody. Who recommended us to do that?
I don't.
Was it Bennett?
Call
or Worth?
It may have been.
I think you reached out to Worth.
I may have.
And Worth reached out to us.
Yeah, because we're trying to find facilitators to pilot the GRIT program.
Yeah, that was awesome.
The GRIT program we met. We did like a Zoom chat or something. Is the first time I think I met you.
Yes, sir.
You and Calvin, as a matter of fact.
Me and Calvin.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
But we got some good folks that we can bring on, and I'm trying to think. There's just a ton of folks we can bring on. It'd be fun. Who would be like at the top of the list to try to get on as a guest next year?
Any football player or athlete, frankly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just because.
Just because.
Just because I'm going to, I'd let the fanboy, but realistically, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Patrick Murphy.
Murph would be good.
I would love that.
He'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Nate Oates would be cool.
Yeah.
Kalen DeBoer would be cool. Mm-hmm. It'd also be cool to maybe, there's got to be somebody in the athletic department that does stuff mental health-wise, right?
I think so. Yes, there is.
It'd be cool
there to. There is, or at least in that health and well-being area.
Right.
Yeah. We can contact. It would be neat to get a broader swath of like campus guests to have a dialogue or just chat with us to get a broader sense of, you know, issues of mental health in different pockets on campus. It's such a big campus too. But you know what? My guess is that there are a number of issues that are very common.
Right.
Right. It's just, you know, different settings or different contexts and stuff like that.
I agree.
Yeah. No, it's been good. A lot more to look forward to and a lot more to, I think, talk about as we wrap up this last episode this season. But stick with us. This is the Bama Balance, and we'll be right back.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
This show is not a substitute for professional counseling, and no relationship is created between the show hosts or guests and any listener. If you feel you are in need of professional mental health and are a UA student, we encourage you to contact the UA Counseling Center at 348-3863. If you are not a UA student, please contact your respective county's crisis service hotline or their local mental health agency or insurance company. If it is an emergency situation, please call 911 or go to your nearest emergency room.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Bama Balance. We are, this is putting a bow on everything.
It is.
The season, the episode, the year, semester.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. Kind of waxing sentimental in a way.
Who, me?
Yeah. Kind of.
Just weird.
Just weird.
Like the whole thing in general is just weird.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel real.
Yeah.
I wish I could do it all again, if you want me to be honest.
Really?
What would you? Oh, I would so run 4 years back.
Really?
But like me coming out of high school.
Yeah.
But like me knowing what I do now.
Okay.
I'd probably, I don't know. If I were to come back here, I'd probably do something crazy. Like just not what I'd normally do.
So knowing what you know
take
now,
take a
what
different
would you
approach.
Do? Yeah.
I don't really know. I'd have to think on it. But I seriously would. I'd try to like, I don't know, maybe join some.
Join the rowing team, you know?
Yeah.
That's got
to
be.
Go back to high school, get jacked, and be on the football team.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Yeah.
You could
I'd do that,
that
again
you
for 4 years.
Yeah.
No doubt. No, I would love to do it again. And I'd probably do it the same way, honestly. Mm-hmm. As much as I talk about doing it a different way, I'd probably do it the same exact way. It's been a blast.
Things happen the way they're supposed to oftentimes.
Right. Oh, yeah.
What's the transition going to be like for you, Brooks?
I don't know. I'll get a month off after I graduate, and then in June, I'll start my internship in Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll do that right up until school starts next semester.
Okay.
So that'll be interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing like everything, because accounting is one of those things that you study and it actually does kind of, you know, correlate to what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when I was studying sales and stuff, I would have never needed to know any of that.
Right.
For dental.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you probably need to know a little bit, but not a ton.
Yes.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to be able to, you know, get the feel for what that corporate life's like and then come back here, hopefully win a natty in football. And
your lips to God's ears.
Right?
And Keelan Russell's.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was about to say, what's the buzz on quarterback status? Have you heard? I haven't heard anything.
Apparently, Mac really. Was somewhat hurt for A-Day.
I heard.
But
he was banged up.
I mean, Russell did look so dang good.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how you get banged up, though.
In spring?
I mean, it would have been, had have been a non-contact injury.
Yeah.
It's like a knee or hamstring something. Yeah. Huh. Maybe an arm. But, I mean, it's not like they're getting hit.
No.
They don't get hit until that first game of the year.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
But, man, everyone looked.
I'm confident good. In either one of them.
Yeah, I am too, frankly. I mean,
so.
They're kind of not built exactly the same, but they kind of have the same skill set.
Yeah.
In terms, like, they both got a cannon for an arm. They're both like so long that they're not like fast, but they're mobile because, I mean, one step is probably me sprinting 40 yards for being real. Like, yeah. they could jog quicker than I could sprint.
Yeah.
I think our defense is going to be really good.
Okay.
Supposedly.
That's all.
I mean, you're returning the secondary, which is huge.
That's true.
Defensive line. We've got some.
Looks better.
We've got some big.
Yonze is coming back.
Mm-hmm. Yonze will be back. Linebacker, supposedly that transfer we got really good.
QB Reese looked good.
We got that Superman built body from USC.
Yeah.
He is massive.
Big old boy.
I mean, he's scary.
Wow.
So I feel good about it. It'll be fun.
Be cool. I know. I can't believe we're sort of already thinking about next year. It'll be fun to think about because the next time we get together will be
right on the precipice.
Yeah.
Of football season, and we're not going to predict the game.
No, no,
not anymore.
That was bad. God, that was
I don't think
bad.
I'm ever going to listen to that episode just because I don't want to hear
it. It was, yeah.
Because we were all like, oh, yeah, we'll go in there and we'll beat the mess out of them.
Yeah.
There for a second, I thought to myself, my senior year is going to be awful. Like, we may not win a game. It did, though.
It turned out great. Yeah, it did not start out.
It was a lot of fun.
Promising year.
All things considered, good year.
I think between
all of our injuries and winning everything.
Season. You get beat by the team that wins beat everybody.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So,
right. Winning season.
Got to get back on
take
Oklahoma.
It.
Yeah. Yes.
That was fun to watch.
That was a really fun game.
That was fun. Vanderbilt was fun to watch here. That was a lot of fun.
Tennessee
was great.
Pick six was insane.
That's right.
Iron Bowl was fun.
Yeah.
Georgia at...
My goodness, at Georgia.
I'm so glad I went to that game.
That had to have been
I think
amazing.
That may be... That's top three moments from senior year, I think. That will roll out to
Remember
the right,
the moment.
Dumps it off.
Yeah.
It was... You could hear a pin drop in that place. And we didn't get killed after it, so that was good.
Yeah.
And everybody got put in jail.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
That's true. That's good. It's great to have like those senior year memories.
Yeah, that's one that I will definitely hold on to.
Hey, so how many of your friends are going to be sticking around for grad school here?
There's a lot of us. Okay. I think there's 9 accounting students that will be staying back.
Nice.
We have a few that are already in their master's that they'll be here for like half the year next year. Okay. And then we've got a bunch of engineering students.
I'm
not exactly sure how their schooling works as far as like when they do internships and stuff, but I know that several of them will be back next year. It'll be a good time. We'll have a good group. So
that'll be awesome. Edward, are you gonna be here in town for the summer?
I mean, I'll be in Jasper.
Oh, okay.
Which is not too far.
Okay.
An hour and a half.
Got it.
But that road is pretty treacherous. So.
I kind of like it.
Well, I love it. It's a great, like 69 is it's a beautiful drive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Until you're behind a logging truck and then you can only go 30 miles an hour. But I love it. It's just, it can be inconvenient.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling y'all, when it's like no one, and it's like afternoon, there's no one on that road and you're just gliding.
It's so nice.
Windows down.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Q, Jason Isbell, Alabama Pines, and you're just like,
so pretty.
Love it.
Yeah. Now I ride my motorcycle up through 69 and then circle around and come back down 43 that way. That's a nice ride. Hope to do more of that in the summer, actually. So
yeah,
may come down to Circle City or
maybe I'll hear you.
Maybe.
When you,
yeah.
When you're going through Casper.
Yeah.
Could
hear
be.
Some thunder on a sunny day.
That's like, exactly oh, right. That's exactly right. Stop by, I'll bring an extra helmet. Or come cruise by Birmingham or something. Come find you. We'll go. We'll go find
go
a,
eat
a dive somewhere. Yeah,
good barbecue. We'll go to place. A biker bar.
That's right.
I mean, biker. If we're gonna do it, we're gonna do it right. Do it.
That's right. The right way. We'll do that.
We'll go park that thing out front.
Heck yeah. That's right. There. We'll do that. No, that'd be fun.
I'll find like a leather jacket or something.
That'd be fun to do. You ought to take. So one of the I keep telling folks one of the best things I've ever done for myself was to learn how to ride a motorcycle and take lessons. It's a great time. And you wouldn't think it'd be fun, but it was one of the best things I've done.
See, they scare me a little bit.
Motorcycles? Used to scare me too.
I mean, I don't think they really like necessarily, like I know you can die in a car, but like, yes. I don't know. When I was a kid, I passed a motorcycle wreck and it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of like.
Oh, for sure.
Cut my dreams of becoming a biker.
I mean, it is a little freaky being out there on a motorcycle.
When you're going fast.
And you're going fast. Hold you down. Correct. Yeah. There's like nothing around. There's like no cage around you to protect you. So it does get pretty intimidating. But at the same time, it's pretty exciting.
Hey, I'd let you ride me though.
All right. There we go. That's
I'd
right.
Let you take me.
We'll bring a helmet. Bring an extra helmet.
That'd be awesome.
We'll do that.
I'd probably be a little scared, though. I'd probably be nervous.
Hell yeah.
It's part of the excitement.
I'd be dead silent there holding on for dear life.
That's the exciting part of it. It'll be a lot of fun.
Fun. Well, this has been a great episode, great semester, great season. You know, obviously more to come. We will, we'll just take a quick summer break.
Yeah.
We'll be back in August.
We'll be back.
But
that's been a great.
Thank y'all so much for listening. This has been a great experience, and I'm very thankful for it. But yeah, you've been listening to the Bama Balance. My name is Edward Fountain.
I'm Brooks Barbary,
and I'm Dr. Tody Perez.
And we will see y'all soon.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
This show is not intended as a substitute for professional counseling. Further, the views, opinions, and conclusions expressed by the show hosts or their guests are their own and not necessarily those of the University of Alabama, its officers, or trustees. Any views, opinions, or conclusions shared on the show do not create a relationship between the host or any guest and any listener, and such a relationship should never be inferred. If you feel you're in need of professional mental health and are a UA student, please contact the UA Counseling Center at 348-3863. If you are not a UA student, please contact your respective county's crisis service hotline or their local mental health agency or insurance company. If it is an emergency situation, please call 911 or go to your nearest emergency room.